This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So JV's on the Hill tonight. And anytime Verlander pitches now, one of the points of discussion is going to be, is it his last
game?
Is it his last appearance as a Tiger? Mm-hmm. The more I think about this and the more I watch this,
how many more starts does he have before the trade deadline? Two? Three?
I think it's three, but let me look it up here. This could be a big moment in Detroit sports because we're talking about a guy who's a legend.
Well,
He's a legend.
He's a legend, and you know, if he sees – now, here's the question, too. If he sees the rebuild, do we see a completely different Justin Verlander in the next one or two starts thinking that he may have a chance to go to – I don't know, L.A.,
Houston, Boston, New York. Yeah. Do you mean, do we see a more motivated guy?
Like he's playing for a trade? I mean, I'm not, I don't mean this in any way something bad about Justin Verlander because he's had a great career here. But, you know, I mean, we all know they you know, him and Kate bought a house out there. It would be great for him to play close to home.
Well, it would be, and I'm sure for her career, she'd love to be in L.A. He's got a no-trade clause, right? He's got the 10-5 rights. He can say no to anything, but it doesn't feel like he would say no to be moved to a contender. So there's a little bit of – I look at this with a degree of sadness. I mean, I don't want to see it end,
right.
But you also have to recognize, all right, what's best for the team? You don't hang on to a guy just because – it feels good to have Justin Verlander throwing every 5 days because he's Justin Verlander. And he was a the dominant pitcher in Major League Baseball for, you know, the better part of not quite an entire decade. But there was a time when every time he went out there, you thought he was going to throw a no-hitter.
And not only that, but struck fear into batters. You know, when they walked up there, they were afraid.
Yeah. The numbers are sick. The excitement surrounding his starts. He could have four starts between now and the trade deadline. So, look, I don't know if people do this and look at things with a degree of romance, a degree of sentiment, but if Justin Verlander gets traded, where does he rank in Detroit sports legends in the last 30 years? Which takes us back to 1987. And you and I put together lists.
Yep.
And I have him seventh on the list of Detroit sports legends of the last 30 years. Your list, where do you have him?
I have him. He's not in my top 10. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. He's number 12 on my list.
Why does John Jansen hate Justin Verlander? 2, 4, 8, 5, 3, 9, 97.
Hey, 30 years.
Yeah, no, it's fair. I mean, I know some of the names. I think I'll only take issue with one of them. I'm not sure if you actually put this guy ahead of JV, but it's clear you're a big fan of somebody who's a household name in Detroit.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. I'm just saying I think he belongs ahead of Verlander.
All right, well, I've got him seventh. You've got him 12th.
Okay, but there's also got to be some context here. All right, because these are obviously, you know, I mean, there's no way to actually make this list. So this is just our opinion.
Personal opinions.
I was 11 years old in 87.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything from basically my 11th year to my 18th year, that's my childhood. Very impressionable.
And that's fair, right? I mean, this is everybody's personal list.
Right.
With their own criteria, because we're talking about Detroit sports, quote, legends. Yeah. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah, heroes. My heroes.
Yeah, and I put some premium on guys who were arguably the best in the league / won a championship.
And I've been fortunate enough to meet a handful of these guys, and I got a couple of great stories for you.
Oh, really?
When we get to naming our list.
All right. So 248-539-9797. Who is ahead of Justin Verlander on your sports list of Detroit legends for the last 30 years. Maybe it's nobody. Maybe it's nobody. I mean, maybe he's, for you, number one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.